Good morning. This is Gracie and Kate with your 9am Z Lines.
In local news, Queensland's leading fertility clinic and star of a national primetime TV show is at the centre of a multi-million dollar scandal, with a devastated couple suing the IVF clinic for using the wrong sperm to conceive two of their sons. Anastasia and Lexi Gunn are suing Queensland Fertility Group for using the wrong sperm to conceive their two youngest sons, both of whom suffer serious health conditions. Anastasia and Lexi signed a contract with Queensland Fertility Group ensuring that any children that were conceived were done so by using the same sperm. The parents say the foundation of the brothers' lives has been ripped from under them and they are struggling to accept that they are not biologically related. It comes to light that at least one other family is planning to take legal action against the fertility clinic over allegations where the wrong sperm was used.
The chief executive of Townsville University Hospital says children and their families have been let down after a clinical review into a specialist unit led to recalls and urgent follow-up care. In April, two staff members were stood down and the cases of hundreds of patients were reviewed as part of an investigation into malpractice within the paediatric audiology department. The review was launched amid concerns about clinical standards within the unit. Chief Executive Kieran Keyes stated, "Our concerns were validated. We had let those children down. Due to the delay in care, a number of children have been diagnosed with hearing and speech problems. In regards to the solutions moving forward, Mr. Keyes publicly ensured Queensland Health are working with each family accordingly and will continue to do so to correct the wrongdoings that have been made."
In national news, the egg industry no longer uses conventional cages as there is a shift of demand in free-range eggs among consumers and animal advocates. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said keeping hens in a cage limits their ability to move freely and perform their natural behaviours. Three major supermarket retailers, Coles, Woolworths and Aldi, have made a commitment to eliminate or prohibit the use of battery cages in their supply chains by the year 2025. There are concerns that phasing out caged eggs may lead to a shortage of eggs or higher prices. Senator Watt said the increase in prices will not be a major problem according to government modelling, with the expected average consumer spending $1.51 more per year.
The Victorian government has been ordered to pay $92 million in compensation to a prominent family after it added environmental protections to their land, reducing its overall value. The Dennis family compensation decision is the largest publicly known payout connected to the reserve, but won't be the last. While both the state government and the Dennis family agreed compensation should be paid, they disagreed over how that compensation should be calculated and how much they should be paid. The Victorian government said the compensation should have been around $72 million. It provided a compensation range of between $71 and $116 million, depending on how the value of the land was calculated. But the Dennis family disagreed, providing a compensation range between $154 and $203 million to the court. In the end, Justice McDonald found the Victorian government was closer to the mark in its estimation and ruling the final amount as $92 million.
In international news, record heat waves are expected to hit Europe, the United States, and Japan this summer. The European Space Agency has warned that residents may experience the hottest temperatures ever recorded on the continent. The islands of Sicily and Sardinia in Italy are expected to face temperatures of up to 48 degrees. In the US, California's Death Valley is anticipated to record new peak temperatures in excess of 50 degrees, while parts of Japan are also expected to reach 39 degrees later this week. Some major tourist attractions, such as the Acropolis in Greece, are being forced to close down throughout the hottest parts of the day. Many climate experts blame these heat waves on long-term global warming. Weather services are warning residents to take care in the hot weather.
Anyone who says sunshine brings happiness hasn't listened to 4ZZZ. For your weather today, Brisbane is pleasantly fresh and humid. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news.